This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today pianist Craig Neese is helping us mark the centennial of the World War I armistice, which is this Sunday with a performance of Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin. Craig, thank you for agreeing to help us remember this occasion.
Happy to be here.
These movements are dedicated as memorials to friends lost in the war, but it's not the anguished or bleak music you might expect for a memorial. Tell us a little bit about the piece.
Yes, I think this is Ravel's last solo work for piano, and I always thought that it was in part due to the fact that Debussy died in 1918, basically at the end of World War I, and that they basically always played off of each other, inspired each other in certain ways, at least for as far as solo piano music. So this is certainly one of my favorite pieces of either Ravel or Debussy. And yes, you're exactly right. I mean, it does have sad moments and wistful moments throughout, but it's basically in major for the most part, and very joyful sounding. So it's I think Debussy, who was suffering intensely from what eventually killed him, and was very gaunt at times, would write pieces which said basically joy in French. As interpretation, and you're always wondering how people can write positive things, compose positive things when they are suffering physically or when the horror of the war is going on. But yes, very joyful piece and brilliant ending, but certainly many beautiful things along the way.
Okay. Pianist Craig Neese performing Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Craig Nice performing Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin here on 91 Classical. Thank you so much for bringing that music to us today. Next week on Live in Studio C, MTSU faculty member Chris Combest will put the tuba center stage. But before that, we'll have 9 live performances on Friday, one every hour from 9 to 5 for our second annual Radio Fest, celebrating 20 years of Live in Studio C. I hope you tune in throughout the day for locally themed programming. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, and we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.